Yeah, good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
What do you make of the census figure in relation to religion?
Well, it's a move in the right direction, Steve, but this census really is just the beginning to correct a long historical bias, which has given a tremendous amount of privilege to religions, both financially and politically. But you're quite right. I mean, at least the Australian Bureau of Statistics responded to an enormous call after 2011 to follow most of the other Western countries in the world to actually put the no religion option first. But what they have not done, we're still asking the wrong question. We've, again, refused to go along with other Western countries in the way the question is framed. And what that does is really just to prolong this whole religious bias.
Okay,
and still gives us a low figure of only 30%.
All right, go back to that question. How should the question be phrased then to your mind?
Well, it's not just in my mind, Steve. It's what most of the West are doing already. I mean, we're still asking the old question of what is the person's religion, which automatically assumes that everyone has one. And this is why we really have this hidden 20% that is not being recorded in the census for no religion, because it triggers what we call cultural Christians, or lapsed Christians mainly, who, you know, are brought up in, say, an Anglican household, never been to church since they were 11, don't practice any faith in our adult life. But because the census is such an important document, when it comes to what is your religion, the way it's framed, they say, well, it sounds like the census wants to know what I was either baptized or what I was brought up in. I'll tick Anglican. Well, countries in the rest of the Western world don't do that. They are more precise, asking the question, does the person practice a religion, yes or no? And that really tends to sort the sheep from the goat.
Okay, when you say there's a hidden 20%, where are they hidden?
Well, only hidden insofar as they're not Christian at all, but they tick off the census either as Anglican, Catholic, or some other Christian denomination.
So I just want to be clear, though, the 20%, though, is an estimate, is that right?
There are a number of surveys that have been done in different states, and the figures obviously fluctuate, but in round figures, it's about 20%.
Okay.
So with the 30% that actually we record, people who recorded this time round with the census, the 30% that said no religion, it really puts the Australian population above 50%, which we've known all along.
Okay, you said at the very start, Brian, this goes some way to addressing, basically a privileged position or something within society. Just unpack that a bit for me and for listeners so they understand what you mean.
Sure. Well, I mean, you can just see from the 2011 census, when no religion was still at the bottom of the form, buried below that other box where people fill in Jedi and Spaghetti Monster, the total Christian vote was 61%. The no religion vote then was only 22%. So what the church hierarchies would say to government is, look, we are a Christian nation, 61% to 22% secular. We still want all these grants and tax privileges. And that's how the whole thing has been perpetuated over many, many decades. Well, it's starting to turn around now because the total Christian vote has gone down to just over 50%. And the no religion at 30. So the balance is gradually changing. And once it changes fully, probably by the next census, governments are really going to be hard-pressed not to start thinking seriously about the multi-billions that churches get away with in terms of tax breaks and enormous grants to service their operations. And I'm not talking the specific charities, which do good work, but there are an awful lot of Christian businesses that just pay no tax, no reporting at all.
What sort of businesses then, if we're not talking charities, just so we're
no,
clear?
No, not charities. No, but I mean, but out of that $31 billion a year that churches get away with in terms of tax breaks, even if you allow a third of that to going to good charity work, I mean, there's still, you know, we've still got $20 billion not accounted for. So it's churches like Seventh-day Adventists that run sanitarium, Weet-Bix and all that sort of stuff. Mm. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars that they've accumulated.
Effectively, to your mind, commercial companies that should be paying their share of tax.
Well, they should. They should. And there's a lot of churches around in each state which run very profitable wineries and different sorts of businesses. Well, sorry, I mean, it's the time's up. I mean, they really got to start paying their fair share.
Hmm. So if a change is coming in the way we are recording these things on the census, and you argue for even more change to the census, how long before you think there's likely to be a change filtering down from the political leaders that reflects the change we're getting on paper out of the census? Because I wouldn't guess it's going to be any time soon, Brian.
It's a long process, Steve. I mean, sure, because Australia has one of the most heavily Christianised parliaments in the Western world. So there's this long symbiotic relationship between governments and religion. And that's really been brought about by the bias that's been reflected in the census. So I suppose politicians feel that they're beholden to the churches. We open parliaments each year with elaborate church services. We say prayers in parliament every day. And we're supposed to be a secular country. I mean, our constitution, section 116 of the constitution, makes it quite clear that we're secular. So it's not until we start to get the hard figures by changing the question again and bringing out that hidden 20%, and once we start recording in census that Australia is on paper with the census, more than 50%, politicians will then start to wake up and say, well, we've got to start thinking more about the secular policies that so much of the public really support, things like voluntary euthanasia, marriage equality, and a dozen of others.
Yeah. Brian, good to talk to you again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve.